Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Zack Snyder, they've got it coming up here on, they've got good news. It's been sold out, and he joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Zach, thank you for joining us. How's the weather in Duluth?
Yeah, of course. I think everything you described is working its way north, so we might be in for a long night as well. And I'm just sitting here listening to you to all those power outages and rain moving its way through the metro and just hoping that that's not what we're talking about here in 3 weeks with Grandma's Marathon. We need to dial up some good weather here in a couple weeks.
Have you ever had a bad weather during the marathon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been bad weather. It's been delayed a couple times in its history. Never canceled other than 2020 with the COVID, but weather's never shut us down. Delayed a couple times. It was really hot back in, I think it was 2016, which was our last really big race. Our last sellout actually came that year, and so we had a lot of runners. But, you know, typically the weather's pretty good. We had a perfect weather day last year, so hoping for more of the same.
What, you know, this year, obviously, these last couple of years have been something else. Explain the last 2 years and what it's been like to go through an event like that with COVID.
Yeah, I mean, obviously 2020 was such a bummer for a lot of different reasons and for a lot of organizations and events, not just ours. But it was the first time in Grandma's Marathon history that we couldn't have the race, you know, the way of the world. The way the world looked back then, it was just not possible. And we were really fortunate to get to a place last summer where we were able to have a half capacity event. I think there were a lot of reasons to feel really proud, both as an organization and as a community last year, even though we had half the number of runners. And I spent much of my year as the marketing and PR guy trying to convince people maybe not to come out to the marathon and not to support it in the way that they were used to, with line in the streets and having those parties and enjoying it. In the end, we were able to have a Grandma's Marathon that felt somewhat like normal, but it was still half the people. So I think it was a positive step forward at that time. But I know that the nine of us, the full-time staff members in the community and our business partners, the runners, the volunteers, everybody's been on kind of a different level this year because we've been full go since the end of last year and haven't slowed down. So it's going to be fun to be back to 20,000 plus runners, all the volunteers, all the spectators that we're used to here in the third weekend of June.
Does the city feel it? Can you feel the vibe when it starts to come back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the unofficial kickoff to summer up here in Duluth, and the way the weather's felt this year, it's been colder than normal here in May, and hopefully it turns, but it might be the actual kickoff to summer. Hopefully the weather gets a little bit warmer by then, but no, I mean, there's nothing that replaces Grandma's Marathon, and I think that's what we felt. Certainly in 2020, when we didn't get to have it at all, its absence was felt by our community. Not just the economic impact by the hotels and the restaurants and the businesses, but just the spirit of our community was kind of taken away. So last year, when we got to have the event, and it was one of the first big events around our region to come back, and we were in kind of a sweet spot where The beginning of May is when things started to truly open up. The governor issued new orders then, and we were able to have our event pretty much without too many restrictions. We had changed some of the flow to try and get people in and out of our venues differently, and obviously half the runners changed things as well. But it did feel a lot like Grandma's Marathon. And now this year, we get to go back to that true feeling of our community coming together to accomplish something that is bigger than ourselves. And that's what Grandma's Marathon has always been. So I think that not just the runners, but the people who volunteer, the people who help us make this weekend so great, they're excited to get back to work this year as well.
Zach Schneider, a guest from Grandma's Marathon. If you have a weather-related tip for us, call us or text us at 651-461-9226. The latest is power out in Southeast Blaine. A lot of that north of Minneapolis, somewhat east, we're hearing reports of whether it's New Brighton or Madness Heights or White Bear Township, places where power is out. Text here, huge building in Braham had the roof blown off. Keep the texts and the phone calls coming and sharing information with us, especially as it gets dark now. Safety comes first, and we want to share as much information as we can with our listening audience. 651-461-9226 if you can help us with that, and we certainly appreciate how many people have been willing to participate tonight. Zach, you get representation from what, all over the world for this. I don't know how many countries, maybe you have those numbers statistically speaking, but what were they doing? Were they waiting to see to make sure it went out? How did they trickle in? What was that like in terms of people signing up?
Yeah, for sure. Last year, we didn't have a lot of that same international representation. There were a lot of travel restrictions, whether it was their country doing the restricting or the United States doing the restricting on some of those travelers that we normally get from around the world. This year, I feel like it's been back to normal, if not maybe a little bit added, because people haven't been able to go on those trips. They haven't been able to participate in events like ours for now maybe 2, maybe 3 years. I know a couple people in our elite field, this is their first race. When you go back and look at their racing resume, as I do, you know, getting ready for our media guide and things like that, they haven't run races since 2019 because they're just either haven't been races or they haven't been able to get to them. And so it's exciting to see that come back. I haven't done the final demographics yet because registration just closed today with the sellout. So I'll do that in the next couple of days. But last time we looked, we had all 50 states and close to 60 countries represented in this year's race weekend. And so it's fantastic. The reach that Grandma's Marathon has every year, it's a great chance to show off, not just Duluth, but the outstanding North Shore, the community that we have. You know, we always hear from people who travel around the country and around the world for other events is that nothing really compares to Duluth. And that's not just the nine of us that are in the office putting it together. You know, that's because of everybody that comes out and shows them, you know, welcomes them with open arms and shows them the love and the dedication throughout the weekend. So we can't be more excited to once again be the impetus to show off Duluth and northern Minnesota here in a couple weeks.
In general, Zach, how hard has it been in the hospitality industry in Duluth the last couple of years?
Oh, man, it's been, I mean, you know, I mean, Duluth relies on that. And it's not just Grandma's Marathon, but we're one of the big things. But other things were canceled, too. You know, Fourth Fest was canceled and a lot of the other big events throughout the summer. And, you know, summer's not very long up here. You know, we felt it for sure. And I think we're still feeling the effects of that, whether it be in the restaurant, the hotel, all the other hospitality businesses that we have up here. But hopefully this is, you know, a sign that we're starting to reach the light at the end of the tunnel that we've been talking about for a couple years. If we can have a good Grandma's Marathon weekend, we can have a good summer. I know our first cruise ship just rolled into the harbor.
Yeah, that was kind of a foggy, misty arrival, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's a cool thing that the deck's got going on, and I know I think there's 6 or 7 of those supposed to come throughout the year or throughout the summer here, so hopefully this is the start of you know, us turning a corner and getting back in the right direction, but it's certainly been hard on a lot of people the last couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. I've done a lot of speaking engagements up in Duluth and the deck and the convention center that goes with it. And there's some marvelous infrastructure there that is built for, you know, conventions and things like that. And I'd imagine a lot of that was just ravaged, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I've always held the belief I'm from Duluth, and so I've gotten the chance to grow up around Grandma's Marathon and grow up around some of the other things that we have in Duluth, and you know, see the potential in a lot of things that maybe otherwise go overlooked. So I've always held on to the belief that big things shouldn't be reserved for just big places, and that Duluth can do some pretty special things when we put our mind to it. And it's a special place, and Grandma's Marathon is proof of that every year, because it's thousands of people. It's that come together for a common goal, and a lot of them don't get much out of it except for the satisfaction of being part of it. And we just can't thank those people enough for the work that they put in. They make the runner experience here very, very special. And like I said, we're proud to do what we do, and we're proud to do it in Duluth and the surrounding area. So hopefully, you know, we can have a good Grandma's Marathon, and hopefully that'll kind of get things kicking back in the right direction.
Yeah, but if people want to, the racing, all of those spots are taken, correct? That's what a sellout means. But if people want to just partake in it, is it reasonable to think that you can get a hotel or something like that, or a VRBO up there that weekend, or in general, are you too late to the party?
Yeah, I mean, hotels and VRBOs are hard to come by at Grandma's Marathon weekend. We know that. But, you know, some people cancel. Some of those runners that have hotels, you know, might not be able to show up. Some might get hurt. So we know that. There might be a few that pop up here and there. Camping is always an option. Hopefully the weather sticks out, because we know some people like to camp that weekend. But, you know, if you know anybody up here, can stay a couple nights, come up. If you want to volunteer, great. We still need plenty of people to help out. But just come be part of it. If you haven't been part of a Grandma's Marathon weekend, just come be part of it. Be down at the finish line. Be at Canal Park. Feel the energy of the runners and the city and the community, because it's like nothing else that I've been a part of in my life. And so I think that if you're part of it once, that's when we start to see people, I want to come back next year and the year after that. And that's how those 20, 30, 40 years, year runs start. They just start with one. So find a way to get here if you can.
Zach, thank you so much for the update, and look forward to being business as usual again.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thanks, Maxie.
You bet. Zach Snyder, nice enough to join us at Grandma's Marathon. Is alive and well, and will go off, they hope, without a hitch, but certainly the fact that you're sold out is a step in the right direction.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.